This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm John Lemley. A former gymnastics coach has been arrested by the FBI in Iowa more than 3 years after being flagged for sexual abuse and suspended by the U.S. Center for Safe Sport. The coach, Sean Gardner, is accused of producing child pornography. Authorities say he clandestinely recorded young gymnasts, including children as young as six, with hidden cameras as they changed clothing. These materials were discovered during a 2024 investigation triggered by a new victim coming forward. Gardner, who worked at West Des Moines' elite Chow's Gymnastics and previously coached in Mississippi and Louisiana, managed to secure a job at a hospital despite being banned from sports in 2022, highlighting gaps in safe sports authority outside athletics. This case reopens difficult questions about the effectiveness and transparency of abuse reporting systems in youth sports, especially in the shadow of the Larry Nassar scandal. Gardner remains in custody and awaits transfer to Mississippi, where he will face formal charges.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lemley.
At this hour, an American identified only as Martin D. has been indicted in Germany on espionage charges. He's accused of offering U.S. military secrets to Chinese authorities. Martin D., who formerly worked as a civilian contractor for the U.S. Defense Department and was stationed at a U.S. military facility in Germany, allegedly initiated contact with Chinese agents in the summer of 2024 to offer classified information. Fortunately, or perhaps due to ineffective follow-through, no data appears to have been transferred before his arrest in Frankfurt last November. The case now rests before a state court in Koblenz, which will determine whether to proceed to trial. Wyoming authorities are investigating a second fatal shooting involving an F.E. Warren Air Force Base airman. In Cheyenne, 20-year-old Airman First Class Jaden Orr has been charged with involuntary manslaughter after allegedly firing an AK-47 through a wall during a night of drinking, killing a 23-year-old man. The victim died at the scene. Orr remains in custody. This follows a similar shooting only a month earlier, which resulted in additional involuntary manslaughter charges. That incident prompted the Air Force to suspend the use of the Sig Sauer M18 handgun over safety concerns. Orr's case, however, is being handled by civilian prosecutors separate from the ongoing military investigation. Finally, prosecutors in Utah have announced plans to seek the death penalty in the case of Ryan Michael Bate, accused of killing two police officers during a domestic disturbance. The officers, Sergeant Lee Sorensen and Officer Eric Estrada, were fatally shot by Bate, who reportedly fired from inside his home after his wife had contacted 911 regarding threats and abuse. During the incident, a deputy and his canine were also injured, before Bate was convinced by bystanders to surrender. Authorities have charged Bate with two counts of capital murder among 20 total charges. Governor Spencer Cox has voiced support for pursuing the death penalty. In New York, the life of 46-year-old security guard Alain Etienne was honored in Brooklyn by hundreds of mourners. Etienne, originally from Haiti, was killed while shielding others during a July 28th shooting at a Manhattan office tower. The attack left four people dead, including Etienne, a veteran NYPD officer, an investment executive, and a real estate employee. A fifth person was wounded before the gunman took his own life. Friends, family, and coworkers say Etienne was a devoted father and grandfather who always put others first. His union is calling for greater recognition of private security personnel, noting that many, like Etienne, are immigrants working long hours in dangerous conditions. He is remembered as a man who not only guarded a building, but who, in his final moments, protected the lives of others.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.